this happened just a couple of months ago. I was on Facebook on my phone one night, as I would be on almost a daily basis. I was scrolling through my friends' posts and looking at news and other stuff for a while. I was kind of bored, so I just decided to click on the Marketplace tab to see if there was anything cool on there. I had used Facebook Marketplace once in the past to buy a phone, and it worked out really well, so I would go back and look to see what they had occasionally. I saw the average stuff you see, cars, phones, laptops, and other random junk. Then I saw an ad for a free TV. It looked like a newer TV, and I was actually kind of wanting to get one for my bedroom, so I clicked on the ad. I was wanting to see if the TV was broken or had a problem with it, and that's why it was free, or if it was good and working. When I clicked on it, I saw that it was a 50-inch TV. The pictures showed that it was standing on the floor of a carpeted room, and they had one of the TV on, showing that it worked. The post was made by a woman named Barbara, and she said she was moving out and didn't need the TV anymore, but it worked just fine. When I looked, the listing said it had been posted about an hour ago. I responded to the post asking if the TV was still available, and if so, I could pick it up at the earliest convenience. I got a message back from the owner about 10 minutes later. Barbara said that yes, it was, and if I wanted the TV, I could come and pick it up the next evening. We agreed on 8 p.m., and it was set. I was really excited to get the TV, because I knew it was most likely worth hundreds of dollars, and I had been thinking of buying one soon. The next afternoon, I messaged Barbara to confirm, and she told me just to let her know when I was there, and she would let me in. I went to work that day. When I got off, I went home for a while before leaving for Barbara's. She had given me her address earlier in the day, and she seemed like a very friendly person. I put the address into my phone and followed the instructions on getting there. It wasn't too far away, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. When I got to the neighborhood, it seemed pretty average, a little bit farther out from the city, and the houses seemed to have a little more land. I then turned onto a road which had a sign that said Dead End. I kept driving. When I got to the end of the street, it led to a single skinny driveway, which according to my directions was Barbara's house. The long skinny driveway led right up to a detached garage with an old looking pickup truck parked in front of it. I decided to drive into the driveway because I didn't want to carry the TV that long of a ways to my vehicle, and I thought it would be easier. Once I parked, I messaged Barbara telling her that I was there. She responded almost immediately, saying that I could come right on in, and the TV was on the floor in the living room. I got out and walked up to the front door. It was dark out by now, and as I approached the door, I noticed that all the lights in the house appeared to be off. It seemed a little strange, but I got to the front door and slowly opened. It was unlocked, and when I got inside, I couldn't really see anything. I looked around on the wall for a light switch, and had to turn on the flashlight on my phone after I couldn't find one within a few seconds. Finally, I found one and I turned it on. A very dim light in the corner of the room appeared. I could see that it was an old living room with lawn carpet and some furniture. I didn't see a TV at all inside, and I suddenly started to get a bad feeling. I walked a little bit farther into the house. There was a kitchen off the living room, which looked pretty average, and then a hallway leading to a back door and another type of living room it appeared. There was also a staircase going upstairs and one going down to the basement. I couldn't find the TV anywhere, and the place was giving me the creeps. I opened up the Facebook app and messaged Barbara again, telling her that I couldn't find the TV, and confirming the address with her, asking if it was correct. I waited in the silent house for her response, but I was getting the urge to just leave. Finally, I got a response from Barbara. Barbara said, yes, it's the correct address, and then she said, sorry, I meant the upstairs living area. There's a staircase in the living room you can take. I got suspicious and was wondering why Barbara didn't just come and talk to me, and why she wouldn't have mentioned to go upstairs right away. I walked towards the stairs anyways though, but as I was about to take my first step up, I heard someone walking to the front door of the house. They were outside and turned around and saw the screen door open up, and the front door to the house, which I had left half open, then swung shut. All I saw was an arm closing it, but not the person. It appeared it was a man's arm, and after the door shut, I heard someone start to come up the stairs from the basement. I walked away from the stairs and then went to the back of the house. I was really creeped out now, and once I saw the back door, I made a run for it. Just as I was, I heard whoever was coming upstairs from the basement move faster up the stairs. Once I got to the back door, I opened it and went outside. It was tall grass, and I saw many trees and wildflowers. I ran sideways through the backyard until I was in the neighbor's backyard. Then I went through a few more yards. I basically walked through a few people's backyards and then past someone's house to get back to the street. I looked from there at the house I had just been to. I couldn't see much in the night, but my car was there and I knew I needed to get back to it. I then looked at my phone and saw several messages from Barbara. She said, "Come back," and she asked me why I left in all caps. I certainly did not want to go back there, but I walked slowly down the street to get back to my car, which was parked in her driveway. Once I made it to the front of the driveway, I didn't see anybody in the front yard at all. I then sprinted to my car and unlocked it. When I got inside, I saw that my front windshield had been smashed and the glass was all shattered. I backed out of the driveway, and as I did, I appeared to see a man looking at me from the front window of the house. He had a sort of evil smile on his face. When I got back, I reported Barbara and what had happened. I really don't think Barbara was even real, and it was probably that guy that was looking at me through the window. I think I might have walked into some sort of setup, but beyond that, I have no clue what was going on there. A couple of years ago, I decided to use Facebook Marketplace to try to sell my car. I'd gotten a new car after getting a good job and decided to sell my old one. For many years, I had used sites such as Craigslist to buy used cars, and I had sold a couple there as well. I chose to use Facebook Marketplace this time to sell, and one of my good friends told me how easy it was for him. I had a 2014 Chevy Cruze that I was selling, and I was looking to get $8,000 for it, which based on my research was a fair price. I figured I would get offers lower than the asking price, so I was willing to sell it for less, but not by a lot. I didn't get a whole lot of interest immediately after listing the car, though. I just got one person asking if it was still available, which I responded yes it was, but I never got another message from them after that. I also got a message from a guy giving me a completely lowball offer of $1,000 for it. I didn't even respond to it, but the guy then messaged me again. I told the man that I was nowhere close to what I was asking, and I wasn't going to entertain those kind of offers. He kept on messaging me, though, and was practically begging me to look at the car. Eventually, I had to block him, because it was just a huge waste of my time. I didn't really get much interest other than that, though. But it was only a couple of days, so I figured some people would eventually. The next day, somebody messaged me. A guy named Dave asked me if the car was still available. I said yes, and he told me he was willing to pay full price, and then asked me if he could look at it and most likely buy it later that night. I was happy to hear this and told him yes. We agreed to meet that night at a nearby Walmart in the back of the parking lot, and Dave could look at the car. When the time came, I drove to the Walmart in my Chevy Cruze and had it all cleaned out and ready to sell if possible. Dave messaged me that he was on his way, and eventually, I saw an older-looking black car drive up and park next to me. Man then got out and introduced himself as Dave. He was probably about 5'9", skinny, and looked to be around 30 years old. He wore worn-out jeans and a hoodie. He introduced himself to me and said he really liked the car and was willing to buy it today. I showed him the outside of the car and asked him if he wanted to take it for a test drive. Dave said sure, and then he got in the driver's seat and I got in the passenger's. We took a short test drive around the block. Then Dave drove back to the parking lot and parked next to my car. When the drive was over, he said, "Yeah, I'll take it," and then he said he had the cash in his car. It was sort of cold out, and we got out of my car and the guy walked over to his. He said I could get inside his car to stay warm, and we both got inside so we could get the money. Once we were inside the man's car, he reached into the side storage compartment of his driver's door and pulled out a wad of cash. He then handed it to me and suddenly said this was the best he could do. I looked and saw it was only $800. I handed it back to him and laughed, thinking it was a joke. When I saw the man's face, he was really serious. He then admitted to messaging me the day before. He said he had another account, and he was the guy asking to pay me $1,000. He said he really wanted my car, and I could either take the money or he was going to take my car. I then realized this man still had my keys. I told him I needed at least $7,000 for it, and the man responded he could only give $800. I told the man no and asked him to give me my keys back. man didn't respond and instead put his car into drive, locked the doors, and then began driving. As we started off, I told the man to stop, and he responded by telling me not to try anything because he was dangerous. He drove out of the back of Walmart and then onto the street. Once we were on the street, he immediately exited for the freeway. The man kept looking over at me just about every second. Once we were on the freeway, the man held out his hand and demanded my phone. I didn't answer him, but he shouted and said he would drive into the oncoming traffic if I didn't give him my phone. I reluctantly handed my phone to him, and he then put it in his pocket away from me. We drove on the freeway for about 10 minutes, and then the man took an exit to a very quiet road that appeared to not have any kind of businesses on it. We drove, I would guess, a mile down the road before the man stopped the car suddenly on the side of the road. Then he unlocked the door and screamed at me to get out now. I was more than happy to leave his car, even though I had no clue where I was. He then drove away once I exited his car and sped off into the night. I was now lost on the side of a random quiet road with no phone and no keys to my car. I walked along the side of the road in the freezing cold for probably an hour. Occasionally, a car would pass by, but none of them stopped. At last, after probably an hour, I made it to a small gas station where I was able to use a phone to call the police. I was picked up by an officer and brought to the Walmart parking lot where my car was now gone. I filled out a police report and got a ride home. After that, I never saw my car again, but luckily, I had insurance. I just hope the guy was caught. Last year, I really needed a new laptop. I used a computer daily for college and work occasionally as well. It was something that I really needed in my daily life. The one I had though was old and really slow, and I had been saving up to buy a new one for a while. My sister suggested that I look on Facebook Marketplace, and so one night I went out and searched laptops. I was looking for a newer and more powerful one, and after several days of searching and a lot of research, found a listing of one that seemed to be a really good deal. I did some more quick research on it and decided it was the best option for me. I then reached out to the seller. The seller responded to me pretty quickly. His name was Brian, and when I contacted him, he told me he could meet up with me the next afternoon when he got off of work. I told him I was willing to buy the laptop at the time, as long as it worked good, and I would pay the full price he was asking for it, which was $800 cash. I knew that was significantly less money than it costed brand new in the stores, and I felt like I was going to get a really good deal. Brian told me that worked fine, and we agreed to meeting up the next day when he got off of work. There was a little shopping area in the town that I lived in, and we decided to meet in the parking lot of the place. It was usually pretty busy, and we drove into one of the back corners of the parking lot that was a more quiet area. My sister decided to go with me so I wasn't alone, and we drove to the location right on time. It was 2 in the afternoon, and I think we got there maybe a couple of minutes early. Then we waited. I had messaged Brian telling him when I was leaving, and he told me he was leaving as well. When he wasn't there yet, I figured he was on his way, or maybe he got held up at work. My sister and I both sat in the car waiting and just talked as we did. Eventually, time went by, and we started to get concerned. Nobody was near us in the quiet area of the parking lot where we agreed to meet, and Brian was now more than 10 minutes late. I messaged Ryan, telling him exactly where I was and the car that I was in, and asked where he was. We kept waiting, and he didn't respond. Pretty soon, it was almost 30 minutes past our meeting time. I then looked and saw that Brian had read my message that I had sent to him, but he never responded. My sister and I left, feeling frustrated that the guy never showed up. My sister thought maybe he realized the laptop he was selling was worth a lot more than the asking price, or something like that. We both drove back home, which was our parents' house that we lived in while we were away from college. Our parents were both at work, so it was just us there for the time. After we got home, I once again went back onto Facebook Marketplace, but it appeared as though I had been blocked by Brian and everything was deleted. This made me angry to see, and after that, I decided to search for more laptops and kind of start over. I was in my bedroom when suddenly I heard my sister come running in. She told me she heard a noise coming from the back window and then saw a guy out there. We both walked out, and almost as soon as we did, we heard the sound of our back door being opened. It was only 3 o'clock, and our parents usually didn't arrive home until after 5. We knew it was probably the guy my sister had seen. We both ran back into my room and shut the door. We pressed our heads up against the door and listened. Somebody was now walking through our house. My bedroom was at the end of the hallway, and the man was not all that far away. I asked my sister what we should do. She said she was going to call the police and took out her phone. But just as she did, we heard the footsteps headed towards us. We got as quiet as we could. My sister wasn't able to place the call to the police yet because we were afraid to make any kind of noises. We heard whoever was there walk slowly into the hallway and then into a bedroom. My sister said it sounded like he was in her room now. I then got an idea. I said that we had to get out of there and I pointed to my window. I then ran over to it and as quietly as I could, started to open it. The house only had one level, so as long as we could get out there, we would be able to get away. I opened up the window, and as I did, it suddenly made a loud noise. Just then, we heard the guy start to leave my sister's room and come down the hall towards my bedroom. I jumped out the window, followed by my sister, and as she was climbing out, I heard my bedroom door open. We both ran out the yard and down to the neighbors across the street who we knew really well. Luckily, they were home, and we waited in their garage as we called the police. When the police got there, the man was still in our house, and they caught him in our basement. He turned out to be the same man named Brian that was going to sell me a laptop. He had never met with us, but was in the same shopping center parking lot when we were there. He was just parked next to all the other cars. He then followed us home without us knowing and attempted to break into our house, possibly for the cash I had to buy the laptop. At least that's my best guess of his reasons. Either way, I won't use Facebook Marketplace again.